standing under a tree with a blackbird. Is that thunder?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, it might not be. I thought it was.
Quite rumbly, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It might be the traffic, though.
I don't think so.
No?
It's too deep for that.
It might be a great big car for giants. Oh, it's this way, but it's over here. We've had an ice cream.
Yeah.
I've had an iced coffee. Very nice. Might have to go soon though, it's a bit cold. So, there you go folks, lovely blackbird in the park.
It's so chilly.
Yeah. Oh. It's a classical bass line.
Yeah, it's just what I was thinking.
I think we'll have to go a bit nearer that. That's brilliant. What did they call it? Alberti bass or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah,
it
was.
It's a goose, wasn't it?
It actually did that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bin.
Ah. I love that I wanted to go back because I heard that and so did you.
Yeah.
Because so many people would be like, yeah, well, we're going home now, you know.
Boring.
Yeah. I love that you love sounds just as much as I do.
Yeah. I don't know anybody else that does.
Mm. Except Stephen and Kelly.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But before you, I mean.
Yeah.
There wasn't anyone.
No.
I don't have really thought about the fact that I like sounds. I just didn't. I did, but I didn't, you know, it was just normal.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
Well, I was going to say. Is that a duck?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe we should go a bit nearer the ducks before we go.
Two of them.
Stereo ducks.
Oh dear. I think they're having a bit of a bar in it. Oh, a little duckling coming. There's only one of them, though. I've never seen more than that.
Mm-mm.
Oh, there's two of them. Thank you.
plane's noisy.
It's a helicopter, I think.
Was it?
No, it's a helicopter. I can see it.
Hmm?
I can see it. It's a helicopter.
They're annoying. They're so loud.
Good bass, though. Just beyond this enclosed area. They're sort of sitting on this edge of the lake, which is a concrete.
Mm. What are they doing?
Those are pigeons.
Oh.
Oh no.
You hold that, I'm going to do another message. Don't drop it in the water. You'll be in trouble if you do. That wasn't a bird.
No. I think it quieted him down. Oh, it's food they're being given. It's food they're being given. The girl is putting. They're all flocking over there.
Shall we go nearer? So, folks, we are by the lake now. And there are lots of birds getting excited about food.
No, pigeons are. They don't. No, they're on the edge of the lake.
Ha 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 ha. Well, it did.
Leela. Leela.
There's no pedlos on the lake today.
Leela, look at me. That picture.
One of the geese seems to have a bit of something caught. I don't know, something hanging from their beak. Maybe it's got a bit of...
No, don't give it all.
Maybe it's got a bit of line or something.
Line.
That fishing line. I don't know. There's something that's stuck. I can't tell. It's not near enough for me.
Yeah, you don't want to go near a goose.
No, I know.
That's not a good idea.
It is. It's a...
What was it earlier that was trying to swim with a big branch? That was a moorhen.
That was a moorhen, yeah. It looks like a fishing fly. You have to get a vet to do that. I don't think it's stopping the goose from doing normal everyday things.
There's a bird behind us. Noisy one.
It's a pigeon.
Sitting on a seat.
Pigeon. Yeah.
What, like a bench type thing? Oh, no, I don't fancy sitting there.
Yeah.
Is that a goose?
No, it's a couple of male and female birds. A duck, mallard and a drake and a whatever the female one is called. Yeah. Having a little bit of an argument.
No, it's vegan. No, the love has gone. No. 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 No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No.
No. No. No.
No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No.
There are. At least 20, I think more like 30. Mostly pigeons, but a few ducks.
How many ducks do you think?
About six.
Six?
Yeah.
Sounds like more.
Well, most of them are on the water. There's six on the grass. I mean, in the water, there's probably another dozen.
That is about.
Yeah. A couple more coming ashore.
Because it reminds me of when I was little and feeding the ducks. Did you do that?
Yes. Stephen more than me.
We used to feed them bread, and I'm sure we're not supposed to do that.
That's what they're being fed. And no, it basically expands in their stomachs, and it's not good for them at all.
You're supposed to give them seeds.
Yes, you are.
That's what I thought.
Or grain.
Is that a duck as well?
Yes. Yeah,
But don't go by the water.
Okay, I'm going to walk
the
jump!
Hey!
I
get my
catch.
Oh, good. Oh, it's the dogs. They've actioned. It's frightened them. And in fact, another couple of dogs have disturbed them all.
Wow!
So there are other pigeons around the fence, sitting on the fence to our right. There's a bow.
They're literally sitting on the fence.
There are 20 of them. And they're flying off there, back to the bread.
How are they getting bread if it's on the water?
No, the bread's not on the water. Oh. The bread's being cast by a little girl called Luna.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's throwing it in the water as well for the ducks.
You're watching the fight to get alive, right?
You have to feed the pigeons from here. Maybe I want to feed pigeons.
I don't think there's any difference between pigeons and other birds, really.
Well, ducks tend to stick to the water, don't they? Pigeons sort of go everywhere and carry germs and bleh.
Well, every animal carries germs in that sense.
I know, but I think pigeons are particularly... maybe because they come nearer people, maybe.
Yeah, because...
many birds. Like they're in a chat.
Funny noise when they fly, don't they?
Yeah. Sort of da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. You could sample it for a musical track.
The ducks by the bass.
Yeah. You just alter the tuning a bit and make it in harmony.
Yeah. The ducks are mainly in the water to our left, but there's a couple to our right, just three of them. The pigeons have all gone off the bench. They're to our left, so there's not many to our right now. Having difficulty, he's got a particularly large bit of bread. Can't break it up. You can't break it up trying. Of course, other birds are coming around, he's trying to stop them from getting it. This one's got a bit stuck. Oh, there is one over there. Yes, yes. There's two. Ah, they were building a nest.
Oh, what, the moorhens?
Mm.
Oh, that's why they would had the branch.
Yeah, so this is from the water.
Yeah, wow. I didn't know they did that.
Neither did I, but one's sitting on it. It's branches and leaves and things.
See, that's the thing. People always say, oh, you know, humans are the only animals that build things.
It's not true.
Most of us could never build a nest.
No.
We wouldn't know how.
No.
So clever.
Yeah. And chimps can make tools.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah. And use them, obviously.
Keep recording on the Zoom. I hope it is recording.
Yes.
It is. Might make a podcast of this.
Quite nice, wouldn't it?
Mm. Put it on my podcast.
The sunlight means I can't see what's on the screen of this. I can see that the light is on.
The red one. Yeah.
Yes, two of them.
Is there water there, or are they just
ground? They're on the ground under some trees. As are pigeons.
It's sort of like EastEnders for birds. Shouting.
Yes.
And then we get to
I knew you didn't do that. No, the sun's behind the cloud. This is the boy that he was pulling in or pushing in a truck.
Yeah. Oh, from earlier.
From earlier. He is a boy's running, of course, amongst the birds.
The sun's come back. Sort of.
Sort of. It's still behind the cloud.
You feel it a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Trying to shine.
Sunshine, sunshine. Move the clouds far along the sky.
Yeah. Wow.
He's running into structure now.
Oh. I hope they don't poo on us.
They're not in the tree, so we're just out of the way. Well, almost out of the way. The plant behind me has got a lot on it.
That time in Bone?
Yeah.
We weren't near a tree then, were we?
No, I don't think we were.
But it just did it anyway.
Well, it was flying and did it, I suppose. Yeah. Just so happened to land on my shoulder.
Yeah, lucky you.
Yep.
And I couldn't stop laughing.
No.
Yeah, I think you sung something like that.
I did.
Once you got over it a little bit,
yeah.
And you cheered up, yeah. Maybe when you changed your shirt.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Good job that wasn't the black one.
I know.
Ooh.
It was our last sort of afternoon in Bone just before the rehearsal, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think it was.
Last rehearsal and then the last concert. They made a noise like that.
It's a little older than the other ducklings.
It's really squeaky for a duckling.
Yeah, I didn't know they made noises like that either.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I've changed my Is that an aeroplane now?
Yes.
I suppose when you're in a flight path here, then at home. Oh, that was nice, though.
Nice, wasn't it? Yeah. Don't think I've ever spent so much time listening and watching the birds. Again, something I wouldn't do if I was on my own.
But even now? Oh, wow. What happened there?
I'm not sure. Well, I probably wouldn't do it now, but with you it's different. Because it's sharing something that we're both listening to and enjoying and experiencing. Yeah. That makes it special. Because I know you're enjoying it.
I used to walk by the Thames by myself and listen.
Oh yeah, I can see that nest now. It's quite a construction on the water. There's the twigs obviously float, so... and there's a... Oh, there's more than one. Oh, they've built two. One's near the water. Near the shore, I mean.
They're going to say what?
More ducks over here. I wonder... Moorhen? Yes, there's a moorhen.